লক্ষণ শ্রী মৃদুপাদি পশুপাঙ্গায়া and your movement is very slow but sure. Your movement is such that you don't care for anything else in this world. Though in a very simple and a lower position you are, but your gesture, posture, your outlook, your movement, you don't care of anything in this world. Such mixture with plainness and the highest conception of things mixed with God dressed in a very plain thing, it has given a very nice and a very wonderful expression. Such things of ordinary value may be so charming. Being creator also, I fail to understand what is this creation. I am proud that I have created so many things in the world, but I am lost to see the beauty of the environment here. What is that? Lakkhan Sri Madhupadi Pashupangaya. Movement is slow but sure and beautiful. Madhupadi Pashupangaya. You may be the son of that human being, even that who kissed the cows, not the high status in the society or in the scripture. But is this your personality? Wherever you can go, you can make it to hold the highest position. What is this? Madhupadi Pashupangaya. Wherever you be, my vanity defeated. Defeated you, I am taking refuge. I surrender. Please help me understand what you are really in this Brahma. Surrender. Madhvacharya, he, in his conception of Acharya mentality, he could not harmonize with this Brahma Mohan chapter with Guru. The Sampradaya Guru, the first inaugurating Guru of the Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya, Madhya Sampradaya. So Madhvacharya have omitted these two chapters of Brahma Mohan from Bhagavatam. But Mahaprabhu, he did not. He accepted Sridhar Sram edition belonging to Vishuddhadvaita of Vishnu Sram, Raghumat. They are followers of Raghumarga, the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, the branch of which is Vallabh Sampradaya at present, many in number, especially in the Gujarat side, the Vallabhis. Vrindavan also found a new Gokul, a new Dwaraka they have established, the Vallabhi school. They are followers of Raghumarga. Sridhar Swami belongs to that section, and he has accepted those Brahma Mohan two chapters in his book and has given his commentary. Mahaprabhu accepted that Charitamrita, there we find mention, but Madhvacharya did. He could not accommodate. But how Guru maybe seduced. How? He is all knowing. He could not tolerate that Guru may not know everything, may not be omniscient. He could not accommodate this idea, this Madhvacharya. But Mahaprabhu did that. Because our Guru Maharaj used to tell, we are worshippers of sonhood of Godhead, not fatherhood. Not the extreme point as the creator or as the controller. But the sonhood, he's in the center. He's not in the circumference anywhere, his position. Not one side, from one side, he's furnishing everything, creating everything. He's at the back. No, he's in the center. That is the conception of Bhagavatam. Sonhood, consorthood, family expression. Yeah, he's there. And his extension, his vaibhav, is emanating from him, going outside, all going around all sides. He's at the center. So the father is controlling him, mother is abusing him, punishing him. He is also shown to fall at the feet of his beloved. That is also we have to accommodate. And why? What for? The prayer, the love divine. That can make him such. So how highly precious thing that love divine is, after liberation, then the service of calculation, and then at the highest plane of whole creation, our whole world, eternal, reigns the love, the prayer, and that all emanates from one personality, Sri Radhika. Emanating just as rays light emanating from the sun. So she is at the center and her extension on all sides. Baladeva one hand supplying the energy, the existence, maintaining at the background, and the ecstatic side is controlled by that particular potency which can make the absolute independence a ball in the play of her hand. So to say, it is inconceivable, it is incalculable, it is such. Aham bhakta paradhinu jhasa santri vaddiyo. Yes. I am. I have freely accepted this subjugation of my devotee. Yes, Durvasa. I have got no independence of my own. The bhaktas, the devotees, their treatment towards me is of such wonderful way that it makes me subservient to them. It is so charming, so loving, that prem, Bhagavat prem. Pancham Purusharta, the fifth end of life, and the Mahaprabhu came with that news to this prem, Nityananda Prabhu. What is prem? Love divine, how powerful, how charming, how wonderful. And we may And we may have the taste of that nectar and the life also in that nectar, ocean of nectar playing, waving in the plain, in the living in the waves of that plain, love of the ocean of love, ocean of nectar. This is our highest object. The personality can be maintained. We should necessarily not dive deep and lose our own personality. Individuality, it is not necessary at all for that. But prem is of such nature. Amar nahito ami, you are living, but you are living on his behalf. The whole self converted into his service. A wonderful thing. You can keep your personality still for the interest of Krishna, of the whole, of the absolute. No selfish, no separate, no conception of separate interest. Separate is existence. The merging, not physical, this mortal merging, not losing individuality, merging. Mamatma bhuyayata kalpate vai. Tato visate tad anantaram. They enter into me. To me means I am person in my family. Among the circles of my friend, he enters. Visate tad anantaram. Atma bhuyayata kalpate. He becomes as if my own. That means without losing your personality, you can be fully my own. It is living merging, not physical and dead merging into Brahma. That is prem. It is above this original conception of merging into the, to lost oneself into the ocean of consciousness. As compared with our Sushupti, the sound sleep, not that. Very sweet. We may lost in swimming in the sweet ocean, ocean of sweetness. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol. Mamidyate Prabhuji. Oh, Mahaprabhu has accepted. Prabhupada once told Parvat Maharaj, when Krishna, when Radharani left the Ras Leela, seeing, looking, tracing, that all dealt almost equally, equal treatment to one and all. That did not satisfy her. All of same value. So she suddenly disappeared. That was, there is a competition of singing, dancing to please Krishna in a wonderful transcendental way. And Radharani, at the last moment, she showed her skill in all these plays, pastimes, and suddenly disappeared. And Krishna, he was engaged in that combined singing and dancing, suddenly found that Radharani is absent. So left, he left the hole and left for search of Radharani and met her in the way. And when, after going for some time, Radharani told that I can't move, I can't walk more. If you like to go somewhere else you have to carry me, I can't go. And the Krishna disappeared. Disappeared suddenly. This question was put by Parvati Maharaj to our Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj answered, he was little disturbed to hear such question. Apparently, the disregard of Radharani. So he could not tolerate such question even. He could not tolerate by his nature. So much partiality towards Radharani that he was not supposed to hear anything against her. As if he told, what do you find about devotion here? In a mood, a rather excited mood, he answered Parvati Maharaj, what bhakti do you find here that you have asked to put this question to me? Rejected. He could not tolerate even such inquiry. This came to me. I tried to find what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written Anuvad. Anuvad means translation of this sloka. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has harmonized in this way that Krishna wanted to experience, in such stage, if I vanish, what will be the mentality in heart? Only to experience that event, he did like this. To enjoy that sort of circumstance, helplessness, in the dark night in the jungle, how she can fare? What can be her attitude to enjoy? Then of course he came in. The Prabhupada, our Guru Maharaj, could not tolerate even. What is devotion? Then where is devotion? Is devotion proper to be traced where? Devotion is there in its flying color where the absolute becomes subservient to the devotee. And the positive becomes powerless near negative. The negative is so powerful, the positive as if losing its existence separate, something like that. There is the victory of devotion, the negative side, the drawing. The juice is there and the drawer is there. Extracting juice from the fruit, the extraction is in the most intensified condition. There is devotion. The victory of the devotees, there is devotion. Where the absolute accepts his defeat towards his servitors. There is really the presence of devotion proper, dedication proper, surrender proper. Surrender is so powerful that even the absolute can capture. We are out for that. For that potency we are out for. And who possess them? They are all in all. They are our masters. Where that power is intensified our look towards that direction, must be for our own interest, for our highest interest. We shall try to look that side, where we find that that thing is very dense and very conditioned, not condensed. In very condensed stage, that potency is there. Our aim should be directed towards that. We are beggars for that. We are not beggars for anything which is found in this mundane world of high position. Naham na sundariṃ kavitāṃ vā na dhanaṃ na janaṃ na sundariṃ kavitāṃ vā jagadīśa kāmai. Then janma janma nīśvari bhavatād bhavituhi bhakti bhavituhi tuhi. Eliminating everything, our aim is directed to the one, that most intensified condition of the service divine, of the Lord of Love. That is our beginning, our end, our middle, everything. We should try to convert in such a way that it can go there like a rocket. A rocket sent towards the unknown quarter, beyond the jurisdiction of our sensible experience or acquisition. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Jai Gaur. Jai Gaur Hari Bol, Jai Gaur Hari Bol, Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Hari Bol, Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Hari Bol, Jai Gaur Hari Bol, Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Hari Bol, Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Hari Bol, Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Today, the circumambulation of Madhya Dvipa and the Kirtanakha Dvipa, our party has gone there. Kirtanakha. Kirtan, Sankirtan, the central service recommended by Mahaprabhu, specially for Kali Yuga. Sankirtan, to listen and to reproduce what we listen to hear and to tell, the telling, the giving expression, giving vent to. There is reproduction, there is more powerful thing. Kirtan, we have to exert to our utmost for Kirtan purpose. Kirtan means to preach. To preach. And that has been recommended as the highest method of our attainment, especially for the beginners. Assert as much as can, engage every nerve for preaching, for spreading the truth you imbibe from the higher source. That attitude in general you take up and try to practice. Thereby you will be benefited most. Exert yourself to to spread the news of the Lord. That is true. And then He is omniscient, supply from above will be continued lavishly to you. As much as you can sell, so much you will be furnished with materials by the capitalist. So go on. Capitalist not of this mundane world, but capitalist of real property. And what will be the property? The devotion serving, that prem is the only property in the world. What can dispossess us of everything? And it can fulfill the want of all, compensate, can take the place of everything, only this prem. No other things can give us such perfect health to us, only prem, only love. Love is above everything, love is only the wealth in this world. Dharma, artha, kama, mokkha. In the lowest sense, calm sense experience, that is wealth for which everyone is running after, the calm sense pleasure, and then artha, which can make the sense pleasure permanent and distributable to others, artha, then dharma, that is our duty, duty, distribution to the public, to the environment, without any remuneration. That is to give loan to the bank, something like to the nature, and I shall get it afterwards in my afterlife. I am depositing in the bank, I am giving it to the other. But that is all sense pleasure, nothing else. Dharma to come. And the fourth is mukti, to know that this wealth is not wealth. This is only fascination. This is only progress in the wrong way. So we must try our utmost to get out of this witch. The play of the witch. We are playing in the hand of the witch, of Maya, fascinating us with these lower things. Sense pleasure in different form. So we must get out. But get out for what? Get out not to suicide, not to commit suicide, to enter into samadhi. No. There is a life, living worth for, living worth. That is adhu-saja. And there I may find myself in a more bright color. Not that it is not there, neither it is a very hazy thing, but more bright color. I shall find my own individuality there, in that plane. That is Vaikuntha in reference to the infant. We shall see. Vaikuntha means infant. No, there is no crookedness, no calculation, no limitation. No limitation to live in the eternity, as a factor in the eternity. That I must be conscious of the environment as it is eternal. It is unfinishable. It is uncalculable by me. But still, with optimistic view, I must live there. Whatever is coming to from unknown quarter, I can rely on that. But here that everything in my possession, within my fist, I can't rely. But that is, whole world is unknown, but still reliable. Thuridam sarva bhutanam gaptamam shanti mrityati. That they are not dealing blow to you, they are meant to send the wave of affection and the love to you in this way, not frustrating, not treacherous ways, Vaikuntha, as a whole, the whole thing is conducive and healthy. We are living under the sky and in relativity with the infinite. without any design, without any expectation, no? Only whatever is coming and going. Karmanye vaditar, ma phadishu kadasana, ma karma phadishu, ma te sangasta karmanye. Live in this kal, under this kal, not under any shed to protect you. You will find the sky is your protection, the Vaikuntha, the infinite, fully knows of your existence, and he knows fully how to deal with you, what is your welfare, all these things are well represented there. Surizam sattva bhutana, gatraman shanti mishchati. And then the higher stage is that of Goloka, the domain of love divine. And that is almost everything is wonderful there. Wonderful there. And something like limitation to be found there. The father, mother, the sister, the servant, the man, the consort, so many things are like something like known and hazy, unknown, infinite, in the form of finite. Infinite in the form of finite can be experienced there. That has been recommended by Bhagavatam to be the thing of our highest aspiration. Krishna is Jataka Kala, Sarvottam Narajila Narubhaputahara Sarvi. And Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu and others, Advaita Prabhu, they came with this. Not only came this time, but he comes. They come now and then with these tidings to the world. We have got such high prospects in our life. And in this coming, anyhow, in human birth, if we do not strive for that prospect for our own self, we do commit suicide, something amounting to suicide. So there, those things are dealt in various ways. And the Dham Parikrama, inviting so many of the same plane to try for that. We acquire that wealth, whatever small and of lower character it may be, but its object is connected with that highest plane as given by Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev, the Lord of Love. Distribution of love, Mahaprabhu Sri Gauranga. That Krishna consciousness, and Swami Maharaj took to your door, and so many of you have assembled here, the Golden Ham. Some told me that Swami Maharaj expressed that Vrindavan is my home, and the Gaurmandal is my place of pilgrimage, something like that. Pilgrimage.
Place of worship. His place of worship.
Place of worship. But Vrindavan is my home.
In Bombay, his office, he said.
And Bombay. Bombay, his office. The propaganda center. Propaganda center. Worship. Worship. So high. Inconceivable. That home comfort is being distributed from somewhere. I want to revere that position, that position. Worship. That home consciousness felt there so hard. Worship. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Through that worship, I can come home. The process of worship. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Oh. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. That is peculiar. Swarup Damodar has given the idea that both Leela are eternal. Generally we think that Krishna Leela is previous, Dwapar Yuga, and then next Gaur Leela to distribute that thing to the people after that. But in broader consciousness, both Leelas are eternal. Towards this Mata, it is Krishna Leela in Vrindavan, not Nitya Leela. He kindly came to this level once in the human land and showed his grace, infinite grace, showed his favor to those that was living in the mundane world. And they are fortunate now. But our Goswamis, by the instruction of Mahaprabhu, by his inspiration, they tried to prove that this Krishna Leela is not a temporary, not a whimsical, but it is eternal. This Vrindavan Leela is eternal, not that a part of the Leela of Narayana as Krishna. But Krishna Leela is the supreme most, and it is eternal. Always it is going on. And as such, and the distribution of Krishna Leela to the public, this is also eternal. That they like to give it to others. This is not confined to a particular circle of friends, but this is approachable by others also. Here comes the incarnation, here comes the necessity of Gauranga Leela. Now, whether Gauranga Leela is temporary or this is also eternal, then they come to understand that no, this is also eternal. To try to distribute. Going to see for some time. Kotobalya, then I resolve the meeting now. I have to wait Kotobalya. That this is also, Gaur Leela is also eternal out of necessity. It cannot be temporary. Gaur Leela. They are finding. This is also part. To enjoy within and to distribute to all. This is also of eternal. And Swarup Damodar composed that slope. Whether this is first, that second, no question. Both eternal. Sometimes combined and sometimes divided. They are going with their pastimes in this way. So the Gaur Leela and the Krishna Leela, Vrindavan, Navadvip Leela, both eternal. One enjoying within themselves, another distributing of that very higher juice to outside us.
Jai 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 Jai